Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Trump, the primary supporter of the Jewish entity in its heinous crimes in Gaza and all of Palestine, is offering a solution to Gaza's ruin, even imposing it on a group of rulers in Muslim countries. Trump stated in a post on his Truth Social platform, quote, "I am pleased to report that we are having very inspired and productive discussions with the Middle Eastern community concerning Gaza," adding that, quote, "intense negotiations have been going on for 4 days and will continue for as long as necessary in order to get a successfully completed agreement." Truth Social, TRT Arabic, September 27, 2025. Trump chaired a meeting that included Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Indonesia, and Pakistan on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meetings, Tuesday, September 23, 2025, describing it as, quote, "one of the most important meetings." Then he presented or imposed on them a 21-point plan, the most prominent of which was, quote, "the release of all Jewish prisoners held by Hamas, a permanent ceasefire, and the gradual withdrawal of the Jewish army." Al-Arabiyyah, September 25th, 2025. Trump was explicit about his goal in gathering them, which was to free the Jewish prisoners. He addressed them, saying, quote, "his administration wants to recover 20 hostages and 38 bodies from Gaza." Then he stipulated a gradual withdrawal, a loaded word for ending the withdrawal, and thus the Jewish entity would continue to control the ceasefire. Despite all this, the Rawabila insignificant, ignorant rulers who gathered were delighted with Trump and his plan. The Emir of Qatar, who was attacked by the Jewish entity, and of course the Jews, will not do that without a green light from Trump, nevertheless declared, quote, "we count on you, Trump, and your leadership to end this war and to help the people of Gaza." Al Jazeera, September 23, 2025. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who participated in the meeting, also stated, quote, "the meeting was very fruitful." BBC News, September 23, 2025. These statements are the common denominator for the statements of other rulers. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. May Allah condemn them. How can they be deluded from the truth? At-Tawbah 30. O Muslims, O Muslim armies, is it not the height of betrayal and the ultimate humiliation to rely on Trump to save Gaza by putting an end to the war there when he is the primary supporter of the brutal Jewish aggression against Gaza? وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ. And do not be inclined to the wrongdoers, or you will be touched by the fire, for then you would have no protectors other than Allah, nor would you be helped. Hud 113. Is it not the victory of Gaza and the Muslim armies moving to fight the Jewish occupiers of the Blessed Land who are unable to achieve victory and are not guided to a path? وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. But if they meet you in battle, they will flee, and they will have no helpers. Ali Imran 111. Are the armies of the rulers that Trump has assembled in his cabinet, or even some of them, not sufficient to crush the Jewish entity and return all of Palestine to the lands of Islam? قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَيُخْزِهِمْ وَيَنْصُرُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَشْفِ صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So fight them, and Allah will punish them at your hands. Put them to shame, help you overcome them, and soothe the hearts of the believers. At-Tawbah 14. O Muslims, the Ummah's calamity lies in its rulers. Since the Khilafah, Caliphate, was abolished nearly 100 years ago, Muslims have had no caliph to turn to and fight behind. وَإِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتَلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. Verily, the Imam is a shield who is fought from behind and is protected by. Extracted by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Muslims' sanctities were violated Their lands were colonized, and the Rawaybida, insignificant and ignorant, ruled them, neither repelling the enemy nor protecting the integrity of Islam, until the situation reached the point where the Blessed Land was occupied by those who were stricken with disgrace and misery, and they incurred the wrath of Allah, O armies of the Muslim lands. Is there not a rational man among you whose blood boils in his veins as he witnesses the crimes of the Jewish entity rampaging through Gaza, demolishing homes and shedding blood in brutal massacres, targeting the elderly, children, and women? Is there not a rational man among you whose blood boils in his veins as he sees people moving from place to place and Jewish bombers bombard them in their movements and migrations? Is there not a rational man among you who realizes that obeying the rulers by submitting to the Jewish aggression and not responding to it is a disgrace in this worldly life and a painful torment in the hereafter? Even those who obey them in disobedience of Allah, they will disown him on the day of resurrection, and he will regret following them in disobedience to Allah. But there is no time for regret. إذ تبرأ الذين اتبعوا من الذين اتبعوا ورأوا العذاب وتقطعت بهم الأسباب وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم وما هم بخارجين من النار. Consider the day when those who misled others will disown their followers, when they face the torment, and the bonds that united them will be cut off. The misled followers will cry, if only we could have a second chance, we would disown them as they disowned us. And so Allah will make them remorseful of their misdeeds, and they will never be able to leave the fire. Al-Baqarah 166-167. Is there not among you a wise man who longs for one of the two good matters, to lead the soldiers of Islam and to liberate Gaza, the first of the two Qiblas and the third of the two sacred houses, and to have the takbirs of victory resound at his sides, as did Al-Faruq upon the opening and Salah ad-Din upon the liberation of Bayt al-Maqdis and Abd al-Hamid during his protection of the Blessed Land from the evil of the Jews, and thus fulfill the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَتُقَاتِلُنَّ الْيَهُودِ فَلَتَقْتُلَنَّهُمْ. You will surely fight the Jews and kill them. Narrated by Muslim in his Sahih. O Muslims, we are reassured of Allah's victory, Nasr, the glory of Islam and Muslims, the return of the militant Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided Caliphate, the fighting and killing of the Jews, and the opening of Rome just as Constantinople was conquered, making Istanbul the abode of Islam. All of this is in according to the promise of Allah, the Exalted, and the glad tidings of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it will take place, Allah willing. However, the law of Allah, the Mighty, the Wise, requires that angels not descend upon us from the skies to establish a khilafah for us and fulfill the promise of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, and the glad tidings of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while we sit motionless. Rather, angels descend upon us to assist us while we work seriously, diligently, honestly, and sincerely. Then Allah will grant us victory and triumph in both worlds, and that is the great triumph. وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Ar-Rum 4-5. O Muslims, O armies in Muslim lands, Hizb al-Tahrir, the pioneer that does not lie to his people, addresses you and calls you with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب. This Quran is a sufficient message for humanity so that they may take it as a warning and know that there is only one God, and so that people of reason may be mindful. Ibrahim 52. Hizb al-Tahrir.